Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Colleen, Daytime After Dark. Tonight we have a great guest. Actually, one of my favorites, Kevin Spiels. You know, you guys, for someone that has been in this industry for 35 years or 40, I think, and you know what, did live a life still with him, is a big nod to Kevin, because, you know, this whole thing with Craig and Nancy, is over the top, great scene by both. So I'm bringing him on, and remember, you can watch him also on Always and Forever. Okay, here Kevin is.
You there?
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, how are you?
Good,
Charlie,
I am
it's,
so...
It's after forever. Not always in forever. After forever. It's okay. I just want to make sure we've got the right title.
Yes. So I have so many questions myself, because, like you said, you won't be on days long. So this wasn't like a long period. This was what, more like a month or two, or.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, I'm going to bug NBC because I watched everything last night. Do not give me mail, you guys. I know. But you and Patricia, oh my gosh, you guys, you seem like the most intense scene I've seen on They Live a Life in a year. And They Live a Life how Malena's possessed. You guys be possessing in my book. And
no. We're not possessed.
Yeah, you guys did. And I was thinking when you guys went back to the hotel room, I'm like, that might not be a safe place, but let me go back. Because hotels have knives, and and I thought of Lorena Bobbitt, and I'm like, I don't think it's a very, very great idea to go back to the hotel. So, you know,
well,
we have to wait another
wanted...
3 weeks.
Well, I think what they wanted to do, Carly, I think what they wanted
well,
to do was they wanted to...
Oh, I know, but that's
I
where
think,
my crazy mind went, because...
Right, but wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to say to you, you have to allow a story to tell itself on daytime, because the story is always going to be told up into a commercial, and then they're going to hold it. They're going to freeze it. So if you think back to... They were in a restaurant. There were knives in a restaurant. You know, there was always danger around them. So I don't think it was a danger. I think that the feeling about telling someone an important message from their heart, it needed to be private. And because Nancy was not allowing that to happen, she kept putting her foot down, so to speak. She kept throwing things like soup on me. You know, that was a... Those were things that were blocking me. But finally, Craig knew he had to talk to her, and he said, I'm going to talk to you now. Let's go to a private place. And the private place was their room. So I don't think it was scary. They didn't even hint to it. So, but it was a good scene. I'm really grateful for that scene they wrote.
I've never thought of it that way, but yeah. And... You know, when at first when Nancy came to town and kept saying, your father's having a affair on me, I kept saying...
What? What'd you say? Wait. What'd you say?
Okay, well,
what did you say,
Nancy,
came to town, right?
Because Nancy was first, and then you came. And she said to Chloe, your father is, he might be having a fit on me. And who, Chloe and Bertie tried to calm her down, like, oh, come on, you led me to a conclusion. And when Patricia said that, I'm like, oh, my God, he's coming, and it's me. He might have had a fear, but it's not what she thinks. And that was in my mind before I saw what was on screen. It was just popped in my head. Because that had not been done.
Well, it had not been done. I also, I also had, hold on.
Well, yeah.
Hold on.
And
Hold on. Do you want to talk? I'll let you talk. I don't have to talk. I'm just trying to have a conversation with you. When I did my show After Forever, about two gay men who have everything in life and then one day they don't, that sort of broke the ice for a lot of people, story-wise content and whatnot. But when I was there at the Emmys in 2019, Ron Carlvati came up to me. That's the head writer of Days of Our Lives, and he congratulated Michael Slate and myself. And and he said, wonderful job. I'm a big fan. Congratulations. And he walked away. And that's when I turned to Michael, and I just had this voiceless voice in my head. I can't explain it. But I went, I bet you Craig Wesley comes back as gay someday. Like that was, it just, I had this instinct about it. And you kind of picked up on something there too, because the way I tried to play it, and anybody who's listening, and if anybody's gone through something like this, they know that the restraint of not wanting to say anything because that'll make it go away faster. You know, if someone's pushing you, what is it? And you're going, I can't, right? There's a reluctance to wanting to tell her, but it's so deeply rooted that it finally has to come out. And I think that's what they wrote very well into those scenes. Okay, now I got that in there. Go ahead.
No, I didn't know. The only reason I went there is just because we haven't seen you on there in years. I was trying to remember, you guys were back
the last time.
For something.
We went back to the blast. The last blast or something, the reunion, something like that.
Oh, okay. You guys, see, but that... You know, I finally saw you guys on Peacock with that, so it wasn't, you know, on ABC. Like, you were not on regular TV screen. You were on the Peacock.
We were not on network. We were not on the network. We were on the streaming network.
So it was just kind of cool. I mean, but I cannot wait for them to continue this, because you guys always hit it out of the park. Every time you guys never disappointed me. I mean, I have Patricia coming on the 17th. So I was trying
you
to
have
get
what?
You guys...
Say it again. Say it again, please.
You
have Patrika coming on?
So
Patrika's coming on the 17th, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I wasn't available, sorry.
Oh, I know.
Everything works
but
out just the way it's
I'm
supposed to.
I'm going to get both of you because you guys both are serious but great. You can do serious acting, but you also can do great comedy writing. I mean, great comedy acting. Both of you can do either one. And some actors only can do, like, comedy. Oh, some actors only can do drama. But you guys both are, you know... doing both, and I think it's crazy that way. And so with Emmy, was it this Emmy, last Emmy he came up to you? Because I thought one of the Emmys everyone was at home.
I'm sorry. Are you saying he came up to me? Is that what you're asking, why he came up to me? So in 2019, we were pre-pandemic. So
okay.
We were at the Emmys on 2019.
Okay.
2020, we were all at home.
So let me ask you, that was one of my questions. Mm-hmm. So when the hallway was stopped, everything mm-hmm. was getting shut down. Restaurants, movie theater, Broadway, shops,
mm-hmm.
Digital shows were also, closing down. How was that for you? Was that the longest you've ever been home in your entire life?
I didn't hear the last part. I'm sorry, Carly. During the pandemic, did I stay at home the whole time?
Yeah, I mean,
was that
the longest in your home that you've been home? So, I mean, we couldn't really go out. I mean,
it was our responsibility to stay inside and to experience that. One had to jump into it and to take on a responsibility, not just for yourself, but for your other human being, people on the planet. I happen to, how can I explain this? So I live in a guest house on a nice sized property, and there's two guest houses on the property. So the person in the guest house next to me, and then the main house I had, my landlord, she was there. And we all kind of we bunkered down together on the property. So we were kind of insulated in that sense. We weren't in a city where traffic and screaming and cars are right around you. However, it did get noisy a couple times because Black Lives Matter did their marches right up and down the Sunset Strip, which is a block and a half away from me. So that's the most noise and discomfort to that energy level. But we stayed inside. One of us would go get food and come back, and the next time someone else would. So we alternated. It was a blessing to actually be in this particular situation with these several people, because that's what made the time different.
Well, yeah. I mean, I live by myself, so it's like,
that's hard.
Now I could sleep whenever I want, but doing the whole, when all Hollywood was at home, I took advantage of that, actually, Kevin. I had a lot of shows come on here. I had two shows every day per week because I thought I would do it while the islands had, because they couldn't say no to me because they were at home. That was my, that was my thing, and it actually worked. And
mm-hmm.
it really worked. And my question is, a really weird question, but, so you worked on Friday the 13th, which has scared me and traumatized me for life. How was working on Friday the 13th?
Let's see. I think it's different. It's a different experience for the people who are involved working on it than watching it. The script comes to you. You get the pages. You work through it, and you do it just as to the best of your ability, and I had a great time with Friday the 13th. It was one of my first big movies, so it wasn't scary to make. I'm just acting and reacting, but I understand why you were maybe scared, because it's a scary movie.
Well, I mean, it's a good gig, really, and also it's one of those movies that still to this day scare me. So, and my brothers, if we have a family thing and we are together for a couple of days, they started to put on all the Friday the 13th Friday movies. That's to annoy me. Yep, they do that. That's not nice of them, but they do that. So, yeah, I have mean brothers. Well, I can say what is next for you, because number one, I would be getting you fired if I said what. Oh, I mean, professionally, besides Dave, is there anything that the fans can wait and see you on? See, that I can ask.
I'm doing my best right now to finish up all the pre-production work for the third and final season of my project, After Forever, the series that the late Michael Slade, my collaborator, and I wrote. And we couldn't finish it in 2020, obviously, because of the pandemic. So now we're going to go back to work and hopefully get it done and deliver that by the end of the year.
Wow. I mean, and I know you cannot tease about Dave, because, like I said, I do not want to get you fired. Even though it's
I cannot. What'd you say about I cannot change?
Well, no. I could get you fired.
I didn't hear what you said.
I could not get you.
I don't know what I could change. I couldn't change anything. It's already written.
Okay.
It's already done, right?
Well, no. I said if I asked you what's coming up on Dave.
Oh.
You really cannot.
I will tell you this. I can answer this. Craig is coming into his own truth. And as he is walking the path of this new life, of accepting his sexuality as a gay man, he has some trials and tribulations, and he's challenged a lot of the time. That, I can say, is very well plotted out. There's some other things and other circumstances and other people that kind of crisscross, and he'll have to deal with that. But I'm not giving anything away that I can't, but I can also support you to watch the show and watch how Craig takes care of everything or how he feels he has to react to it all.
Well, I mean, it's so good seeing you guys back, because, like, people back from the 90s, people enjoy that, so it's like when they bring people back, and, and with Craig coming out, this call, Sonny Kiriakis and Will Horton, because they came out. I thought, you guys could be friends. I don't know. Before I bring on my co-host and anyone else that wants to talk, for the audience. So what is your favorite part of the weekend? Any weekend you can have, what would be your perfect weekend?
I think the best feeling for me at the right moment of the weekend is that I can only explain it like this. There's a warmth in the air. It's a lot of sun. You're either on the coast, the west coast, on the beach area or the highway, or you are in Maui, in the same situation. And it's really about that very early moment of good question. It's a very early moment of recognizing it's about to start to get dark. Dusk is about to start. It's not dark yet, but you just sort of feel it in the air. And, you know, you start to think about the planet spinning, and you start to think about everything in its meticulous. There's just something about the scent in the smell and the feeling of warmth and coolness and the breeze. And I don't know. That's like one of my favorite parts of the day, anywhere, anytime. So you can make it on a weekend and just really have it be a fabulous time.
Well, yeah, I mean that. And I better bring on Bobby or I'm going to get murdered. And no, you can seriously for murdering. If he didn't get talked to you. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's great that you and Patrita is going to stick around past the Olympic break, because I don't know what I'm doing here. Actually, just waiting for Dave to come back on while the Olympics is going on. I'm just switching over to USA's coverage before the NBC coverage comes on. And I mean, that's how some people are, that or just switching over to Bowling Green, but hoping for something to happen, or Weiner hoping that maybe Patrice might be doing a dueling role on that show, and only find out that it turns out it's not happening. But my question is, what was it like working with Nadia and again after all these years, and will we see Joy, her sister, ever come back on the show as an adult?
I have no idea about Joy. I have no idea about any character coming back on the show. You never know until you read the page. I never knew that Craig was going to be gay 20 years after they hired me. You just don't think about those things. Unless they tell you, play this a certain way because this is going to be revealed, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the soap world rules. I don't know anything about Joy. As far as I know right now, Joy could be, she could be going through her crisis, and we wouldn't even know because she's not being talked about. And as far as Nadia is concerned, I'm so proud of her, and I'm so impressed that she has not only grown up and become this wonderful, balanced beauty, you know, that she is, but she's really honed in her talent. And she is now the age that I was when she started playing Chloe. When she came onto the show, she was 16, 15, 16, and she really, she and I just had a bond. We had that father-daughter bond, and it wasn't because of just the show. You know, she lost her father when she was very young, and I just would, you know, talk with her, and that built up a lovely communication between the two of us. And I think that those scenes especially, different from the scenes I have with Patrika, who are just as equal and just as held up to the light because they're so well done, I think. I'm hoping. I haven't seen them all. But there's a lot of stuff coming up. And but Nadia and I have just this connection. And this, you know, they say action, and we're in it. So that's nice. That's really it's better than nice. It's miraculous. I love her. She's a lovely little lady.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll let you talk to callers then, and you have a good night.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Okay, Bobby, I'm gonna put you on hold, and let's see. Sometimes Blog Talk doesn't want to listen to me. It's really weird, but, so, where are you, Blog Talk? So, while I find my switchboard that I kind of lost, but it will be right back. So, so for anyone that didn't see the last, how long were you guys in it for? How many? How long did you guys?
Very
do
tiny.
It?
The last blast.
Yeah.
I worked for 4 hours. I didn't do anything. I sort of like sat there and said hello, and you know, we were not being utilized to a grand amount of time. So, but you know, I think it's hard for an actor to kind of go in and do the tiniest little bitty role. It wears on the actor to go in and do one line, to walk in. And that's the nature of this animal called soap opera. So I can't get mad at that. I just have to find a way to make it my reality. And if I'm sitting there playing crossword puzzle or a computer game, and I'm not doing anything except giving a look over, oh, there's my daughter. Okay, see you later. Be home early. Go. That's all I really did that time. And so who knows? Some days you have extraordinary monologues that are just like tripping off the tongue. You know, it just comes out. The days you have a line.
Wow, yeah. Okay. Let's see. 314 is on the air.
That's me.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, this is Becky.
Hi, Becky.
And guess where I'm from?
Becky, hi.
St. Louis.
St. Louis, what high school did you go to?
Cleveland High School. South St. Louis.
Okay. That's the question we asked, right? That's the question we asked?
Yeah, well, that's the St. Louis question. Where'd you go to high school?
That's right.
And you went
that's right,
to,
Becky.
I forgot where you went.
I went to Ladue. No,
That's right. Yeah. Okay, yeah. And is your family still in business here? I don't get out much anymore. They still own Pierce's
Refuge? Yeah, my family still lives there. My dad has retired and I sold the company, but he oversees certain things.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's your question?
Okay. Well, basically what I want to know is, do you think the studios will open up next year? Because I'm coming out, knock on wood, I'm hoping to come out to Burbank next year. Hopefully if Y&R and B&B have their fan club events. Because I'm wanting to try
Becky,
to...
Becky, I couldn't tell you. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know. I hope people are going to wear their masks. I hope they're not going to make it a political choice. I hope people are going to respect that there is... I don't wear my mask for me. I wear my mask for you. And that is what
that's
I feel about
I
it.
Feel.
And it's just an important... You know, it shows respect. And... It's no different than someone dragging a dog in a collar that dog doesn't want to walk. It's an old dog, and they're dragging it. I just get incensed that people are ignorant to the feelings and to the health of other people, individuals, animals, and society and life. And there's my stand on it. That said, I hope the studio's open. I hope we can go back to a more regular life.
I wear my mask because I just got done dealing with cancer this past year.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you're on your way to recovery and full healing.
Finally. It took a year, but that's why I'm hoping to do a couple of events, and hopefully by next year they're going to open up the studios. My dream is I've kind of got to visit the B&B studios. I did an event with Catherine Kelly Lang, but my dream is to do Y&R if I ever get to.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I've only been watching. I've only been watching Days About since 2015, so I didn't watch it when you were on there the first time, And I'm about 2 weeks behind on it now, but I cannot wait. It is Greg Reichert that's playing your love interest, right?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
See, I'm behind. I'm like 2 weeks behind on it on those. So I thought it was Greg Reichert from that Leo was supposed to be your love interest.
I don't know because I don't know what show they're up to or showing anything. So
they haven't introduced it yet.
I don't know. I don't know who the person is.
Okay, Well, see, like I said, I'm like 2 weeks behind on it. I'm going to try to get caught up this weekend. So,
we really don't have an excuse this time, Bucky, because nothing long but the Olympics. So we have, in my book, no excuse. So, Becky, do you have any more questions?
Not that I can think of. I'm just glad I finally got to. I knew a couple of them. You were from St. Louis, so that's why I wanted to call in. What year did you graduate, Kevin?
I graduated in 1980.
I graduated in 71. We just had our 50th reunion last year.
Yeah. Well, we graduated in 80, and we would have had our 40th during COVID, and now it's our 41st, and then they canceled that again, so it'll be our 42nd reunion. I'm not very big on reunions. As a matter of fact, I wasn't planning on going. They kind of annoy me. So people don't like that truth. They don't like me telling the truth about that, but I figured who are my friends in high school. There's such bad feedback that I'm like, it's killing my ears. I'm sorry. Ow.
I know you come back for your high school for special events for the high school thing. I know I've read about that.
Yeah, that's a different story. That's me going back to do something specific and not being involved with a whole reunion of people. But anyway, good.
No, I'm just saying you do come back for special events for the high school.
That's what I said. Yes, exactly.
So do you plan on coming back to St. Louis anytime soon for an event like that?
I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. My work carries me so many different places. My family's in and out. So we'll see. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, it was so nice talking to you.
You too, Becky. You too. Have a great night. And keep positive and stay focused and healthy and live your best life.
Oh, I know. It's all over with.
We'll hold the space for you to have a full healing.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good now.
Good.
Yeah. The only thing that kept me going was the soap events that I did get to do last year. I did a couple. I did about 4 or 5 soap opera events. So that helped me a lot, seeing all my soap buddies and some of the soap stars and stuff like that, because I'm a big – I try to do at least 4 or 5 events a year if I can. So, yeah.
Well, I just hope you continue to heal more and more. And we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you so much.
Becky, I'm going to put you on hold. So I almost called you Craig. Oh, my gosh. Okay, that is not a good thing. So, Kevin, please come back because we love you on Daytime After Dark. And please come back when you have something new to just text me, and I will get you on as soon as I can.
Thank you very much.
Okay, have a great night.
You too. Bye, everybody. Thanks for watching. Keep watching the show. Bye-bye.
Bye. So, Bobby, is this the Chubas? And so before we go, we have some announcements on Friday night. Friday. You know, Bobby, you can be my new schedule because I really sometimes forget what date it is, really. Like the date. Like the date. So next show will be Friday night, we get at 4 o'clock, we get the Supreme Love that plays Violet on General Hospital.
What time is this again on Friday?
4 o'clock, 7 o'clock U time.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And so far, nothing has booked into our soaps lately. You know, but one thing I want to tell everyone is Dump is in so much trouble right now, and it's like, you know, the 4th of July, that he sweated over like 1,500 pages or something, and people are trying to piece it together. So, yeah. That is a good, you know, crazy, but that's Trump, you know, of course. And what else there was? Oh, and would all the celebrities keep, can they stay alive? Because don't you feel, Bobby, that right now, every other day you hear someone passed away?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yes. And so we will be back here on Friday with the Serafine Love. And remember, you guys, wash your hands, wear your mask. Don't watch Fox News because Fox News is evil. And have a great night, you guys.
All right. Have a great night.
Bye.